Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 20th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Well, this appears to be a first. A person is facing felony manslaughter charges following a fatal traffic collision that happened during the use of a partially automated driving system. The driver of a Tesla on autopilot allegedly ran a red light before the vehicle slammed into another car, killing 2 people in Gardena back in 2019. Associated Press reporter Tom Kirshner explains that autopilot is not a full self-driving system. Drivers still have to pay attention and be ready to react at any time.
Pretty much every automaker offers something similar to autopilot now on all new vehicles, almost all new vehicles. And it could be a warning to drivers that you have to pay attention or you're going to be held accountable.
He notes the criminal charging documents do not mention autopilot, but the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration confirms that autopilot was in use at the time of the crash. Tesla, which has disbanded its media relations department, did not respond to the AP's requests for comment. The driver has pleaded not guilty. The man suspected of fatally stabbing a 24-year-old UCLA graduate student was arrested at a Pasadena bus stop yesterday afternoon. Someone in the area thought he resembled the man seen in surveillance video released by the LAPD and called police. The video showed the suspect shopping at a 7-Eleven shortly after Brianna Kupfer was attacked last Thursday at a La Brea Avenue furniture store. Smith had previously been arrested in LA County on a misdemeanor charge and reportedly had a history of arrests elsewhere. Over the past 2 years, the number of homicides in parts of Los Angeles County that are patrolled by the Sheriff's Department has almost doubled. Sheriff Alex Villanueva has repeatedly blamed the spike on elected county officials, a frequent target of his attacks over funding.
We're actually shrinking when we should be growing. That is a threat to the public safety.
Fact check, while overall staffing at the Sheriff's Department has decreased, the number of sworn officers has actually gone up since 2019. Other violent crimes, meantime, have become less common. Robberies fell by almost 25% in the last 2 years. Taken together, the violent crime rate has remained almost flat since 2019. Los Angeles city leaders are looking for ways to crack down on criminal activity at Airbnbs and other short-term rentals. Councilmember Paul Koretz says there is a loophole in the current ordinance that allows property owners who fight a permit suspension to keep doing business during the lengthy appeals process. City staff has been asked to see whether the rules can be changed to curtail nuisances sooner. Koretz says there have been 3 shootings at short-term rentals in his district. Los Angeles Unified Schools have remained open, even though a handful of local school districts have postponed classes during the recent increase in COVID-19 cases. LAUSD officials say testing, masking, and high vaccination rates make it safe. KPCC's Kyle Stokes reports some parents still want the district, though, to consider a switch to online classes until the latest surge subsides.
Last week, their first week back from winter break, roughly 1/3 of LAUSD students were absent. Gabriela Rangel's 4 kids were among them. She might not have sent them back this week if it weren't for absenteeism warnings from her school. Rangel pleads with the district to reconsider in-person classes.
Ahorita lo primordial es la salud.
She says right now the most important thing is health. We want students to go back online at home.
Necesitan estar en casa. Por favor.
California law does not give LAUSD much choice. There's no provision for a temporary return to online classes. Students do have the alternative of an independent study option, though in that program, students do a lot more work on their own. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
There are more than 41,000 active cases of COVID among LAUSD staff and students, and over the last week, about 8.5% of district-administered tests came back positive. That is down 7% from the previous week. California is offering some college students money for tuition and living expenses in exchange for volunteer service. Students can get up to $10,000 for 450 hours of service through the program known as Californians for All College Corps. In some cases, they can earn academic credit. UC President Michael Drake says the program is open to students at 7 of the campuses.
The state's historic investment in this program will help thousands of students pay for college and reduce their debt. And it will also infuse new energy into communities working to address our most urgent challenges, such as climate change.
In all, 45 public and private schools are participating. The program is open to some undocumented students known as AB 540 Dreamers because of the state law that allows them to pay in-state tuition fees. The pandemic has taken a toll on community college enrollment in California. The National Student Clearinghouse Research Center reports a decline of 10% this past fall compared to fall of 2020. Riverside City College President Gregory Anderson says many students are being lured away by the job market.
This is a short-term opportunity for me to have a higher income. Even if it's not family sustaining, our students are attracted by that, and they're making some difficult decisions to put off education.
Like other colleges, RCC recently shifted to virtual learning because of the Omicron surge. But as the spring semester approaches next month, Anderson says his school plans to have only about 30% of courses online. It'll be warmer today. Inland areas will be windy. Beach highs will be around 70. Coastal valleys, upper 60s to mid 70s. The LA Basin, Inland Orange County, the Riverside area, and Coachella Valley will be in the upper 70s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpecc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.